Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Allie and DZ, am I the jerk for talking to any guy I want when I'm with my guy friend?
Well, yeah. What? I don't see the problem, but let's read it.
Wait, no.
Let's read it.
It doesn't make sense from the beginning. Am I the jerk for talking to any guy I want when I'm with my guy friend?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now
seems
I gotta
to be
listen.
An issue. And she says, hola, Ali EDZ. Oh, she's writing in Espanol.
Huepa, buenos dias.
Ah, I actually understood.
Ali can read Spanish too.
Hey, she said, I recently started going out again, trying to put myself out there. I do have a guy friend who I go out with. I went out one night with family and gave a guy my number. I was pretty drunk, so I didn't remember who the guy was. I should have skipped that part. So I asked my brother if he remembered, and when I asked, my guy friend heard the name and immediately said, oh no, not that guy. I'm forbidden to talk to that guy. Mm-hmm. And then he called me a bad friend for not acknowledging his feelings. I proceeded to tell him I'm free to talk to whoever I want and have my own opinion about anyone, but he was not happy about it. So am I the jerk for still talking to the guy I met? Oh, this already sounds icky. You see what's going on here. He's in love with you. You have a good guy friend, and you're hitting on other guys in front of him, basically, or accepting advances from other guys in front of him, and he's going, you shouldn't do that. You're a bad friend. Why are you taking a guy's number in front of me?
Yep. She's just starting to get back into the field, right?
Mm-hmm.
This friend has probably been waiting in the wings since the last relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Friend zone situation, and he is trying to wait it out. He's playing the long game going, all right, come on now. You hollering at dudes in my face?
He's just sitting around waiting.
I thought this was my turn now. I thought I had a turn now. I thought last guy blew it, so I thought I had a turn now. That's what's going on. He's in love with you.
She's got a good guy friend who's in love with her, obviously. She's accepting advances from other guys, and her guy friend's going, you're a bad friend for doing that in front of me.
You letting dudes hit on you in my face?
Ugh.
Do you...
I don't get it. I get it because we've all been in situations like this.
Sure.
But man, he can't tell her who she can talk to. But is she being a bad friend by not acknowledging that he has all these feelings for her and she's just blowing him off?
A little bit.
If she's not going to date him.
But if she's acknowledged the fact, or if he has acknowledged the fact that he has feelings, that he's trying, maybe she's just roping this friendship along. Because I'm not saying you have to be friends with somebody or you can't be friends with somebody mm-hmm. who likes you. But if you're giving him little inklings and hints and you're keeping him around and wing-womaning him, right? Because that's what's happening. He's being your wingman to your wing-woman situation.
Absolutely.
He's thinking he has a chance.
Mm-hmm.
You got to flat out not go out with him. He's thinking he has a chance.
Sarah and McGuanago is saying, not the jerk. You can do what you want. Sounds like your friend has a thing for you. Well, no, he definitely does, it sounds like.
Let me ask, do you think he's paying for stuff? You think he's buying her drinks? Do you think he's, you know, also taking care of...
Oh, are you saying if he's doing that, then she is leading him on?
Maybe a little bit.
Oh, that's where the issue is. He's investing a little bit.
You're going out saying, my guy friends comes out with us, and I'm sure you guys are buying each other drinks, but him mentally, he's going, mm-hmm. I'm courting. I'm courting right now. I'm playing the game.
And then she gave her guy a number. She gave a guy her number.
And he's going, I've been buying you drinks. I've been, you know, whining and dining, arguably, quote unquote, mm-hmm. even though we're just friends. He's trying to get out the friend zone. My man is trying to climb.
Oof. 414-533-1037. Am I the jerk for talking to any guy I want when I'm with my guy friend? It should say, when I'm with my guy friend who loves me.
Yeah.
Who loves me.
Who's in love with me.
Who's in love with
That's
me.
That's a very important caveat that she was trying to leave out to
this
not.
This is so many friends where one side, a lot of times we see this. It's very rare men and women are friends and one side does not like the other. Like, let's be real, DZ. You know what I'm talking about.
I have a group of friends from my childhood.
Yeah.
That from when we were like 5 years old, all mm-hmm. of our family used to hang out together, right?
Yeah.
We all knew these two. Well, one young lady was in love with one of our homies, right? Mm-hmm. And you could just see it in her eyes. She always looked different. To this day, we are all convinced that she is still in love with that homie.
No way.
And both of them are in different relationships with different people. If we were to come all together in like a little, like, hoorah family reunion.
No way.
We would all stand in this awkward, like, awkwardness of y'all, she still love you. We can all see it.
Oh, God.
We can all see it. And they never dated.
Stop.
They were always too close. They were always just friends. And she has always been in love with him, guaranteed. I put my right hand on it, man. Mm. Yes. There was the one that got away, if you will.
Wow.
I'm telling you what happens.
Oh, it does happen. It actually does. All right, 414-533-1037. Is she the jerk for talking to any guy she wants when she's with her guy friend who's in love with her? It sounds like, to me, and like, duh, of course she's not the jerk, but this is tricky because this is a good friend of yours who you know has feelings for you, mm-hmm. and you can't just dismiss that.
It's a little bogus.
You have to be, you have to acknowledge your friends.
It's a little bogus. It feels like she even left it out of the writing on purpose because we can all tell he's in love with you.
We know he's in love with her. That's pretty odd. If he's telling her who she can and can't talk to, he's in love with her. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
We didn't really give her a name, which is always the funnest part of Am I the Jerk lately, but she wants to know if she's the jerk for talking to any guy she wants when she's with her guy friend who's in love with her. We added that last part, by the way.
Well, because she left it out on purpose, in my mm-hmm. opinion. He's definitely in love with her.
She did. Lauren's in Watertown, though. We're going to start with her this morning. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, I changed my mind.
What?
Lauren, you can't Midwest it.
Are you kidding me? In the middle of the segment, you changed your mind?
What now?
Girl, I'm working here. Do you mind?
I thought about it.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, so you ain't think about it before you called when you were listening.
What
you had to wait till you called?
What do you mean?
Lauren, you're Midwest. Oh, you're so Midwest.
Oh, my God. Midwest, nice. So, okay, what?
Well, I think part of it is, like, I feel like you guys said, some things are missing. Like, did they have the conversation where he actually told her, that he's in love with her?
True. Okay. We don't know. We don't know.
But I don't know.
He said, she wrote in this, and he proceeded to call me a bad friend for not acknowledging his feelings. Oh, that he said she couldn't talk to the guy?
Right. What are the feelings, though?
Which is the same thing as I'm in love with you. Give me a break.
Do you just not like the guy?
If she's single... Just like if anyone's single, they technically have the right to speak to anybody they want.
Okay, so jerk or not the jerk, you haven't even said which way you're going.
Yep, I'm saying not the jerk because there's some info that I would need to know.
More details.
In order to say jerk.
Okay, well, then what info would you need to know to say jerk? Because you were originally about to say jerk.
She knows her friend's in love with her. What more do you
need?
What
more do you need?
Well, she didn't put that, though, in the...
She said, since we added it, it's quite obvious.
Lauren, thank you for calling. You need to be more decisive if you're going to call in for Am I the Jerk. But have a nice day, Lauren.
We appreciate you still.
What the hell?
Bye. She started saying jerk.
Thank you for managing that, because I'm the one swinging and DZ comes in behind me all nice.
She started saying jerk, and then up and goes, we're going to switch it, though, because Midwest, I don't want to feel bad for saying jerk. She was about to say jerk.
Give me a break. Okay, go to Brittany in Milwaukee.
Didn't have to say it, bro. We all know he's in love with her.
People try to call in for this segment. They're like, well, I'm like, don't call in if you don't have an opinion. This is a moral dilemma, and we need opinions.
We're
okay?
The only ones that get to be on the fence, not you.
Brittany in Milwaukee, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so you switching sides too?
No, but her son Michael's going to tell us which way they're going. Which way, jerk or not the jerk?
Not the jerk.
Oh, and because? Why?
She has her own free will. She can talk to whoever she wants to. If you're just going to sit there and not make your move.
Genius. If you're going to sit there and not make your move.
A 12-year-old's having to school an adult right now.
And he's
look
talking
at that.
To you, my guy.
Look at that.
Mr. Ain't made no moves. He sounds like a man that's making moves every single day. Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. I like that. He's right. He's like, the guy's not making moves. He's just telling her what she can and can't do. And that's not how it works. He's not in charge of her.
And being petitious about it, going, hey, listen, you can't talk to that guy. Says who? Says why? Mm-hmm. What you gonna do about it?
And okay, so what if it was a brother who said, you can't talk to that guy? I'd still be like, and?
Well, if it's your brother.
Oh, that's different?
Well, yeah.
Because what if that guy is not in love with you and he's filling in a brother? I don't believe that he is. I think he's in love with you. But what if he's trying to be like a brother and saying, well, you can't talk to that guy and you're not acknowledging my feelings and it's a brother-sister? I don't think it is.
I don't think it is. Because the real brother was there, right? From the story, the real brother was there and the real brother said nothing. If real brother had an issue, then we're talking differently, because I think family looks out for you in a different way.
True.
Naturally, right?
True.
Off rip.
True.
Somebody's gonna look out for your best interest when they're blood related to you and got no romantic tie to you. Buddy over here might, and probably does, got some romantic ties to you.
Well, Michael's on point. He's like, he didn't make a move.
No moves.
She can talk to whoever she wants.
No moves, no jerk.
You're gonna be just fine in life, Michael. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Later, man.
Bye, guys.
Smart kid. Good kid, too. You can just tell.
And you can tell school's back in session, because now we're hearing from people we haven't heard from all summer, like Sarah in Kenosha.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. Dust off the theme songs. They're coming back. They're coming back.
That's right. We're back.
We're back.
Morning. Hi. In the school parking lot, running late to go in just to talk to you guys.
Oops. Thank you, Sarah. We love you. Sorry.
Notes. Anything for you guys.
I would have let you go first if I had known. I'm sorry. But anyway, jerk or not the jerk for talking to any guy she wants.
I'm glad I got to hear a wishy-washy first caller make up your mind.
Lauren.
Lauren.
We still appreciate you.
Yeah,
Lauren. Just kidding, Lauren. Just kidding.
We got a rib.
All right. Which way? Jerk or not the jerk?
Jerk. Yes.
Jerk.
Because what if he did already make his move?
And she ignored it?
They're not a match, fine. Mm-hmm. But he still has these feelings and she knows it. And now she's rubbing it in his face. Mm. Like, yeah, I gave you a chance and I don't like you, so I'm going to show you that I can like somebody else.
Or I didn't give you a chance and now I'm still hitting on these other dudes even though I know you love me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that is
correct.
Bogus.
Also rude.
You got to give that man time to kind of like, you know, get over you. And if that means y'all aren't hanging out, bet. Yo, Sarah.
You know, exactly.
You know, it's been so long. In fact, I don't know if I've ever had a guy friend in love with me that just followed me everywhere. What a problem to have.
You know what? I don't think I have it.
But now that I'm thinking about it, Sarah, I'm like, damn, why doesn't this happen to all of us?
It's about time I get one,
right?
Though. Let's get some attention around here.
Amen. Where's the guy friend following me around in love with me? Right? He's telling me who I can and can't date.
Allie said, this is the issue I wish I had.
How do I get one of these?
I don't know.
Well, Sarah, thank you for keeping it real and saying jerk this morning.
Anytime.
All right, get into school. We love you. Right. Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Wow. I thought she was bringing a broom.
I did. It's still not the jerk, though, because
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily,
you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Because the first two were not the jerk, and then Sarah was jerk.
Did her thing.
Dang.
I love 10 toes, though. She was decisive and said, I don't care what everybody said. Even though Lauren switched sides, still saying jerk.
Not the jerk for talking to any guy she wants, even when she's with her guy friend who's in love with her that we added at the end.
Yeah, definitely in love with you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.